Morning, welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we welcome you back again today. We've been talking this week about reverence and respect for not only God, but for the church building, the temple that we use to worship in, now understanding that our bodies are a temple of the Lord, but also, you know, the buildings that, that we use to minister the word and gather together to worship God in should be respected, and we should have reverence for it. And I got to talking about some of these things and some of these people that have preachers that have lost their respect for God and turned everything basically towards themselves. I mentioned Rodney Howard Brown and his holy laughter and Holy Ghost bartender nonsense, and David Crowder, who preaches about and talks about, smoking, take token with Jesus, smoking marijuana for, and getting stoned for Jesus. Kim Clement is another one who makes all kinds of false prophecies. I mean, all kinds of them. And, but that seems to not bother him, It's amazing. He made a statement one time that I believe it said, I do not believe that you must be born again to obtain salvation. I believe there is a distinction. So these guys lose all their respect for God and for what God, who God is, what God is, what God stands for. They have no fear of the Lord anymore. None of this stuff. It's just really sad. I mentioned briefly Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They teach the name it and claim it gig, the prosperity gospel. Gospel Christians are little gods. That's what they claim. They also claim Jesus went to hell. Joyce Meyer, she teaches Jesus went to hell. Don't know where these people get all this nonsense. They also, they teach the, what happens? They start out good. I think so many of these preachers start out good, but then they get so greedy and they get so big that they all of a sudden lose respect for, let's put it this way. They start getting so popular and their ministries start getting big and they start getting money and they get enough money where they can buy the best clothes, and all of a sudden they got a big fancy house and fancy cars and everything, and they start getting more respect for themselves than they do for God. And the more they give to themselves, the more respect they got for themselves, to where they become bigger than the God they claim they are serving. But you know what? They're not serving that God anymore. They're serving themselves. And that's where they fail. That's where the fail is. If they still had the respect and the reverence for God Almighty, they wouldn't have fell into the trap. But they don't. I was talking about Jesse Duplantis. He's a gospel agreed if anybody ever was one. Here's a man, like I said earlier, or I guess it was yesterday's program. I mentioned that Jesus took him to heaven, and he had to support Jesus because Jesus was tired and was having a bad day. Can you imagine that? And he had to help Jesus because Jesus needed him. Most pathetic crap you've ever listened to come out of anybody's mouth who claimed to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sickening. Just plump sickening. Makes me want to throw up sometimes. But anyway, Paul Crouch, here's a gentleman who's got the largest, and he says it, nobody else, the largest spiritual TV network in the world. Yeah, it's spiritual, all right, but it's not very much of it's Christian anymore. That's the sad part. Very little of it's Christian anymore. They got to the point where they even have to have four houses that I know of, plus I think there's more than that, but that's two I definitely remember. Two on the West Coast, two on the East Coast, one for him, one for his wife. They don't even live together. They got big, huge wine cellars. They drink too much. They got to where now they brag about how big they are. They brag about how big their ministry is. You don't do that. That ministry is God's ministry. You might talk about it, but you start bragging and your ego gets in the way. The next thing you know, it's about you. And that's what's happened to these guys. They got furniture that's gold plated. Everything's gold. The walls is gold. The pillars are gold. The furniture is gold. They want their little heaven right here on earth. They can't hardly wait to get it. It's terrible. It's really sad. You know, and they're glorying in themselves. I remember there's a verse that I really like, and it's on our website. It's 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. It says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And see, that's where these guys fail. They're glorying in them themselves nowadays. It's sad. Everything's about them. It's no longer about the Lord. It's about them. And that's sickening. It's just sickening. Marilyn Hickey, she's into this holy laughter and into the prosperity preaching and sends out all these prayer cloths and everything else that you got to send back into, you know, with money. Kenneth Hagin, he's, you know, false prophecies from him and teaches a name and claim it gang gig. He claims also that Christians are little gods and claims Jesus went to hell. See, these preachers who claim that Christians are gods, they have no respect for God whatsoever. None. Oral Roberts, he's passed on now, but he was a big into this name it and claim it stuff and all this thing, prosperity gospel, and a lot of these people learned from him. And he one time said if you didn't get X amount of dollars, God was going to kill him. He was going to die. I mean, how stupid can people get? You know, that's just ignorant, just plumb ignorant. And then you got this guy named Prophet Bernard Jordan who teaches you how to be a prophet. You know, you got, it's crazy. Rick Warren, who's into the seeker movement, he wants to find a common ground, he said, with other religions. So we, regardless of their stance on or about Jesus Christ, he thinks we all need to work together. All of us religions, different religions, work together. I mean, it's just sickening. What do these guys think that God's thinking? Certainly can't be thinking about how wonderful these guys are. The Lord surely can't be saying, you know, these are my children. No, these kids are lost, in my opinion, because they've turned away from God and turned to themselves. I mean, it's sad, but that's what it looks like to me. It looks like they've turned away from God, and that's not going to do anybody any good now, is it? Think about that. So, you know, I don't know, you know. I'd like to think I was wrong about a lot of this stuff, but you know, when you look at it and you study it and you investigate it and you spend all this time making sure, not only through what you've investigated and through your research, but also praying for the Lord for His guidance, that, and you get the assurance from the Lord that you're right, it's really heartbreaking, you know. It's really heartbreaking. You know, I don't know what to say about them, you know, but they relate back to what our ministry here, Forgotten Word Ministries, is all about. And that is, you know, the false preachers and the false teachers and all the false teachings that they have out there. And that's what this ministry is about. I personally have I can't even tell you how to measure my respect for God. I plead with God. I pray to God all the time and to Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit guide me to give me more respect for the Lord, more reverence for the Lord, for God, that I would understand more what He went through, what Jesus went through, suffering, His suffering, so I would understand better and give me more understanding of who God truly is. I mean, I've learned and learned and learned, but I want more because I want to know more. I want to know more about who the Lord is. I worship God. And I'm not ashamed of that. And you shouldn't be ashamed of it. If you are, you're wrong. And that's why we work so hard to try to help people understand that. You need reverence like this message the last few days has been about, a message of respect and reverence towards God, and also not just God, but the buildings that you worship God in. Have respect and reverence for that. But these false teachers out there, they brag about their buildings. Oh, we got this fancy building with the, like Joel Osteen, he says, right in an interview, it's on tape, folks, we can show it to you. Anybody that wants to see some of this stuff, email me and I'll give you a link to a spot where you can watch this on our site or something so you can see what these guys are saying. But he brags about the roof, the ceiling of the sanctuary changes to anything they want it to be, and that's pretty cool, ain't it? What's that got to do with anything except to distract people from hearing what's being preached? They brag about their building. You know, they brag about the big fancy buildings, what they're doing. They're not talking about the big fancy God. They're talking about the big fancy building and Joel being who he is. You know, and that's what these false preachers are good for. You know, they're proud. You know, they're concerned only for their own popularity. They're concerned for their own fame. They're concerned for their own notoriety. They're concerned for their own prestige. They're concerned to see themselves and hear themselves in the public eye. They want large crowds, as it were, to bow down in great homage to them. They are characterized by pride, and they will do anything to gain the ground they need to gain for the welfare of their own personal ego, including any amount of compromise necessary to gain that. And that's sad. You know, also, false teachers are characterized by selfishness. They tend to be self-centered or concerned for their own comfort. They're concerned for their own popularity. They're concerned for their own prosperity. In the end, it's all about the money. Fame and prestige and notoriety equals an increased bank account. They're in it for the money and the personal material benefits that they can gain as they endeavor to feed their selfish desires. That's on our website. That you should read that. It's what, there's more to it than that, but that's part of it. But that's what they are. They have no reverence to God anymore. They just have none. You know, it's just sickening. Excuse me. You know, but they're not only proud and selfish and deceptive, but they're irreverent. That's what I was referring to. They're irreverent. If there's anything that sort of dominates in my thinking about false teachers, it's their irreverence. They have absolutely no regard for God. The fact they go against God, they do it all the time. They'd elevate themselves the way they do. It's sickening. And they'd pervert the truth, which indicates their utter irreverence to me. They have little, if any, regard for God, His Word, His truth, His glory, and His honor. And they're also spiritually destructive. That's what, when you have no respect for God, you have no reverence for God, that's exactly what ends up happening, folks. That you're spiritually destructive because you're misleading the people. You use people. You abuse those people. They seek to lead people into error, which destroys them into sin, which pollutes them and causes them to follow the wide path to destruction. We have got to start realizing that if we don't show respect, reverence, and be in awe of who our God is, we're going to stray from the path. And that's what we're doing in the churches today. You go into churches today and everything's happy, happy, happy because they make games out of it. There's no reverence towards God. There's no crying out to the Lord for forgiveness. There's no crying out to the Lord for help. Everybody seems to be in perfect spiritual situation and their lives must be perfect, because nobody ever cries out to God for anything. It's amazing to me that everybody in the church must be doing so great that they don't even have to cry out to God for anything. You ask them if there's anybody got needs prayer. Nobody needs prayer. Are you kidding me? I've seen churches where there's a few hundred people in the church that morning and not a soul in there needed prayer. See it all the time. See it in our own church. See it in churches all over the place. They don't need any prayer. Are you joking me, people? Listen, let's continue on tomorrow. God bless each one of you.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.